I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have Sonia Patineau from Centennial Theatre, and she's here to talk to us about some upcoming performances. So welcome, Sonia.
Thank you very much for having me. Coming up very soon at Centennial Theatre, a little bit of dance, a little bit of jazz. And so our dance series continues with the second show in this series, and it's called Moi et les Autres, Me and the Others, by contemporary flamenco company called La Otra Orilla, and that means The Other Shore. They're a Montreal company. They are headed by Myriam Allard, who is the lead dancer, and Eddie Graha, who is her husband and a wonderful flamenco singer. And I think they met in Spain, where Myriam did a lot of her training. So she's very, very faithful to the flamenco tradition, but is adding a wonderful contemporary twist to it. On stage on Tuesday, October 20th, she will be with Caroline Planté, who's a wonderful flamenco guitarist again, Eddie Medina, who is a percussionist and actor, and Eddie Graha and Myriam will also be performing this performance. And the show, Me and the Others, is about our relationship with the other and how in the realm of the everyday, the other affects our moods, our behaviors. And so it's a very interesting outlook on that. They came to put the final touches on their show at Centennial last July before they premiered the show at Jacob's Pillow, which is it's called the Mecca of Dance in the United States. It's in New Hampshire.
That sounds fascinating.
It is, and it's not their first foray at Centennial Theatre. I think we've presented every single one of their performances for the past 5 years, so they're becoming a regular company that comes to perform for Sherbrooke audiences, yeah.
Oh, so everybody that's been to the other performances certainly won't want to miss this one.
No, absolutely not. And it's nice. It's a nice evolution of their work. It's nice to see from work to work how they captivate the audience, how they use flamenco in a different way, how last time they came with a show called El Doce, so number 12, and how 12 is a very, very important number in the rhythm of flamenco. So when you dance it, and of course associated it with the 12 hour clock. And so it was a nice juxtaposition of those two subjects.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
And just after that, well, our jazz series is about to begin, and we have Montreal based singer, pianist, songwriter Elizabeth Shepherd, who brings a totally different kind of jazz. It's a contemporary jazz. It's vocal. It's musical. She met some students from the Cégep de Sherbrooke recently, and she came to talk to them about her path and about her musical education. She comes from a family of a Salvation Army parents, and so she was exposed to a lot of that type of music, a lot of polkas, a lot of horns, and then only later in life did she get acquainted with jazz, and she wasn't sure if she could call herself a jazz musician. She didn't know much about that discipline. She went to McGill, really studied with some very profound studies in jazz, and found out that she's not only a composer but also a great jazz singer. And we're not talking jazz singers in the style of Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday. It's a bit more introspective kind of work. She associates herself with wonderful musicians. She'll be here with Rémi-Jean Leblanc, who's a bassist, and I can't remember the other ones right now, but I'm sure it'll come to me. And so she brings music from her latest album called The Signal. It was long listed for a Polaris Prize up until recently. The Polaris Prize actually this year was won by Buffy St. Marie at 7 years old, which is quite amazing.
That is amazing.
It is. So just to say that, you know, native music is there front and center. And I remember Buffy St. Marie from my youth. I learned from her when I was watching Sesame Street when I was a little girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so Elizabeth Shepherd, she opens our jazz series. So there's still time to subscribe to that series. That's 5 shows for $145. And her show is Friday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. To reach us, you can only call us at 819-822-9692. Our website is centennialtheatre.ca. You go there. If you're not familiar with the artist, there's always a video, a link to the artist's website, a bit of a description of their show and what's coming up. Sometimes some very intriguing and exclusive items that you can only find on our website. So we hope to see you soon.
Oh, thanks very much, Sonia. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
No, that's about it for this week. I mean, we also have a newsletter. Find us on Facebook. It's always available there. And if you have any suggestions, we always have, contests, rather. A while ago, it was a photo show, a photo contest. And this time, we're asking you to send us your favorite classical piece. What piece of classical music would you like to hear? Or who's your favorite jazz artist? So find us on Facebook. Find our newsletter. Send us your information. We'll make you some a winner very soon of some tickets for a show of your choice.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Sonia. Sounds like some great shows coming up.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.